Hallelujah. Hello, hello, hello. Praise God. Hallelujah. Smile, Jesus loves you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, I was thinking about this, when I was thinking about this message the Lord just laid on my heart James 1:17. In James 1:17, it says, every good gift and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And when I was thinking about that, I was thinking about a gift. And when I was thinking about a gift, I saw this gift. It was all wrapped up and it had the pretty wrapping paper on it. It had a bow on it. It was all pretty. And it looked pretty to look at. But the real thing was inside of the box that it was in. And God has given so many gifts out, but many of them are unwrapped. They're still in the box. Amen. And God wants us to unwrap the gift and let it be manifested. Okay? And I was thinking about King David, and David, and the chronicler is writing about King David at the end of King David's reign. And King David here at the end gives a prayer of thanksgiving to the Lord. And we're going to look at 1 Chronicles chapter 29, we'll begin to read with verse number 10. The Word of God says, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. The title of this morning's message is God's Hand Extended, and we're going to look at his hand of power, his hand of promotion, in his hand of providence. His hand of power, his hand of promotion, and his hand of providence. Can we lift our word together and make a declaration here together? Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. Your servant is listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Now, Father, again, I ask you, Lord Jesus, speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring glory to you, to the hearers in the room. May it be edifying, exhorting, and comforting to their hearing. And Father God, when all is said and done, you'll receive the glory and you'll receive all the honor and praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen and amen. Verse 12 of 1 Chronicles chapter 29. says, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. You know, I was meditating on this, and the Lord has been speaking to me this week about some of the things that are taking place in our world. And the spirit of the age that we're in the Y generation or the millennial generation. And one of the things the Father was sharing with me and showing me in the millennial generation is there's an absence of honor. There's an absence of honor. Children are not honoring their parents as they should. Men and women aren't honoring their elders as they should. We're to give honor to one another. And the Lord says this isn't the individuals. It's the age in which we live in. Jesus said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. The Word of God says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our battle isn't with our children. Our battle is with the spirit of this age. God wants you and I to know, as His children, we're in this world, we're not of this world. In other words, just because the world is acting like that, we don't buy into it. Amen. We're to honor one another. We're to love one another. I don't know. I was taught to say yes, sir, no, sir. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I respected my elders, and I still respect people. I still honor people. But God wants us to know that you're not wrestling against your children. It's the generation in which they live in, and it's the things that they're being taught. Hallelujah. Yeah, I agree. Hallelujah. It's all good. Why am I saying this to you? Because God wants you to have revelation and understand what's going on so we can take authority over the spirits. Amen? Amen. We're men and women of authority, and that's what we're going to be looking at today. You know, first we find the hand of power. Amen? You know, his hand of power. He said in our text today, he said, King David said, and in thy hand is power and might. Amen? So look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. We're looking at the hand of power. Well, Pastor, you sure speak about power a lot. Well, yes, I do. Because the truth of the matter is, we truly haven't got full revelation of it, because if we had full revelation of it, we wouldn't get beat up so much. Hello? So God's still speaking. And if faith comes by hearing and hearing by God's word, we'll continue in the word till the word becomes. Hallelujah. God wants you and I as His children to walk in power and walk in authority, not because of who we are, but because of who He is. And who we are in Him. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, he says, now some are puffed up as though I would not come to you. But I will come to you shortly, and the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them that are puffed up, but of power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. In other words, what the Apostle Paul was saying, it says it's not about a bunch of words to no avail. It's about the power of God's word. When God says it's not coming in word, he wasn't talking about the word of God. He was talking about empty words, fleshy words. Amen. So many times we're trying to fight the adversary with our mentality instead of with the Spirit of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I found out that the adversary doesn't understand anything but God's word. And the Bible says that he has to submit to the word of God. Amen. So what we're doing now is we're looking at Romans 16. He says he's extended his hand of power to you and I. So Romans 16, the Apostle Paul writes to the church of Rome. He says in Romans 16:25, He says, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To all God, only wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. You see, it was when we look at Abraham, Abraham's faith was counted to him to righteousness. Why? Because he obeyed God. Because he obeyed God, and out of his obedience, it was accounted as righteousness. So God wants us to know through Jesus Christ, in faith in Christ Jesus, we have God's extended hand, extended to you and I, in and through you and I. Amen? You get it? We'll take it one step further. Go with me to Colossians chapter 2. You there? Say amen. Verse number 6. The Word of God says this, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men and after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. In other words, we're not giving in to the signs of the times. We're not giving in to the spirit that's in our... That's about right now, the spirit of wickedness in this world. We're in this world. We're not of this world. We're men and women of authority. Amen? God wants you to recognize who you are. And if you recognize who you are, you won't get beat up so much. Hello? Because the adversaries come to steal, to kill, and destroy, but Jesus came to give us life in the fullness thereof. Amen? In other words, what he is saying to us, God just wasn't speaking for the sake of speaking. He wants us to get this into our hearts and into our lives so that we can stay victorious. Amen? So none of the weapons the enemy will form against us will prosper. Amen? Look with me in Ephesians chapter 1. We're looking at God's extended hand, the hand of power. David said he extended his hand of power and might. Amen. In verse 19 in Ephesians 1, the Word of God says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is you and I, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. In other words, God just didn't extend his hand and power of might for you and I. He extended his hand of power to you and I to extend the hand of power to others. Amen? In other words, every name has to bow to the name of Jesus. Amen? I don't care what you're going through. I don't care... Let me rephrase that, because that's not even a fair statement. I care what you're going through. God cares what you're going through, but He's already paid for it. He's already purchased your healing. He's already purchased your restoration. He's already purchased your peace. He's already purchased your joy. And every weapon the enemy is trying to form against it, God says, as a child of God, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto you to take authority over it. Amen. Amen. So many times, the adversary wants us to think we just have to go through these things because we're in this world. But God says, I've called you out of that world. I've called you separate unto me. I've chosen you and I've called you by name. And I've ordained you and I set you apart for my kingdom. And the Bible says the kingdom suffer violence and the violent take it by force. In other words, we have to start taking back some things that belong to us. Amen. We got to declare, let's not give the adversary so much space. Amen. He doesn't deserve any space. You know, God said to me this morning, He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Satan is the same yesterday, today, but he isn't going to be around forever. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to triumph over him. Hello. God wants you to recognize you're more than conquerors. We're victors. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, we've already won the battle. Hallelujah. The battle's already been won. I was looking at that and God says, hey, he extended his hand. David, King David said, man, I saw God do so much. Man, I'm thankful. Oh boy, everybody was against him. Amen. And then he brought me to that secondly in our text today. He said, King David said this. And he said, in thy hand, it is to make great. And when I was looking at that, he said, this is his hand of promotion. Amen? Of promotion. So let's go back. Let's go back to Genesis 45. Go to Genesis 45. We find Joseph. Amen? All of his family members didn't get along with him. They were a little jealous of him, right? Amen? They threw him in a pit. But what did the father do? The father took him from the pit to the palace. In other words, but he not only took him from the pit to the palace, but he took him to the palace to preserve his brothers. In other words, what God wants you to understand is maybe your family members and your loved ones aren't doing what you think they should be doing for the kingdom of God. They might not be going in the right direction, but God, just as he called Joseph, called you for such a time as this. Amen. That you can declare and decree and prophesy, speak to the airways. Don't feed the negative, speak the positive. Don't feed the adversary, feed the resolve. Call those things that aren't as though they were, not calling those things that are as though they weren't. Amen. In other words, I'm speaking the answer. Amen. But in Genesis 45, verse number 7, the word of God says, and God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives with a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh and a lord of all of his house and a ruler throughout the land of Egypt. You know, so sometimes when his brothers and his family weren't there, but God used Joseph to preserve his family. Amen? Amen? And I know something. I know for my brothers and sisters, I'm going to say this out loud right now in front of God and man. My brothers and sisters are promised to my mom and my dad, and every last one of them will come to know Jesus and will be serving the Lord. They will be serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He promised thy children to us. My children are promised. My grandchildren are promised. If he tarries, my great-grandchildren are promised. I'm holding on to all the promises of God, and I'm speaking that existence. It may not look like it. It may not seem like it, but God's on the move. God's on the move. He says to you and I, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. Amen? Amen. Now, in the natural, Joseph probably had a little bit different for the brothers, you know. But God had a different plan. He took it from the pit to the palace. David, as he's singing this song, look with me in 2 Samuel chapter 7. 2 Samuel chapter 7, God took David from the sheep to sovereignty. All right? All of a sudden, he's out there tending to the sheep, and God takes him to and makes him a king. In verse number 8, it says, now therefore, so shalt thou say unto thy servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheep coat, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. Then he reminded him, I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like the name of the great men that are in the earth. And I was looking at this, and so many times we go through some battles. But I think one day in heaven, God's going to let us have a little peek to see how many things were prevented. Amen. Yeah, amen. You've been through some things in your life, but I guarantee you the Lord has protected you and kept a lot of things from hitting you. Amen. A lot of fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. But he says the hand of promotion, to recognize that promotion comes from the Lord. So look at me in Psalm 75. I thought this was very interesting. I always think God's word's interesting. God's getting ready to promote some people. Amen? Amen? It's always in God's time, and when he does it, he'll be glorified in and through it. But he tells us not to get big-headed. Don't get haughty. He says in Psalm 75, verse number 5, lift not up your own horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. He says, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. What's missing there? North. North is where? Upward. All promotion comes from upward. Amen? For promotion cometh neither from the east nor the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge, and he putteth one down, and he setteth up another. Amen? Amen? So no matter what you have, no matter what position you have, no matter what you're doing in life, you're doing it because God provided. Amen? And he says, don't get in this mentality or this thing like, look what I did. No, look what he did. Look what he did. Look what God's doing. Amen? That he's extended his hand of power. He extends his hand of promotion. Amen? In other words, and all of a sudden, these were all of a suddens. Suddenly, Joseph was from a pit to the palace. Suddenly, David was from the sheep to the sovereignty, to be a ruler and the kingdom. Amen? And also, thirdly, he said, and that he will end it with power and might, and to give strength unto all. And when I was looking at that, strength unto all, it was his providence, okay? His providence. Strength unto all, it's prepared beforehand. In other words, we're just entering the things that have already been done. Amen? Are you with me? So look with me in Psalms 28. Verse number 7. He says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointing. Save thy people and bless thy inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Amen. And this is a song of deliverance. I don't know about you, but he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my heart today. It's a song of praise. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah.
So look with me in Colossians 1. Thank you, Barbara and Judy. Colossians chapter 1. They're my singing amens. The church rejoices when Barbara and Judy sing, so they don't have to hear me. Hallelujah. Colossians 1, verse number 9. The word of God says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with all the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. Giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, and whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. You know, God prepared the way. God gave us providence in Christ Jesus, amen? That he gives us everything that we need through him. You know, I was thinking about another song, an old song. Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness. Oh God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Amen. Has he been faithful to you? I know he's been faithful to me. Can we give God a hand clap of praise? Amen. You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul, the Apostle Paul, is just reminding his student Timothy. In verse 17, he says, notwithstanding the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of a lion. And the Lord shall deliver me out of every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. You know, in closing today, you know, what the Apostle Paul, King David was showing us in 1 Chronicles 29 in his song of praise, in his song of thanksgiving, that we have the extended hand of God. His hand has been extended to you and I. We have the hand of promotion. Amen. God's in the promoting business. Amen. Amen. God has a plan and a purpose for every life. Everyone in the room. God desires for you to prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Amen. God prospers you and I. I don't know about you, but I know that I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm the favorite of God. And I'm not any more favored than you are. We're all his favorites. In other words, sometimes we just got to get to a revelation and understanding and know who we are in him to recognize that we're his favorite. Because the adversary tries to make us think that we're not. And he's a liar. And he's the father of all liars. God says that each and every one of us are the same. We're all equal in the sight of God. He is no respecter of persons. He loves each and every one of us. He wants us to understand that he's extended his hand of providence to you and I. That's a hand of security. That's a hand of protection. That's a hand of strength. You know, I was reminded in the Patriarchs of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11, verse number 33. The Word of God says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. You know, that's God saying to you and I, hey, it's time for let God arise and let the enemy be scattered. And the Lord just gave me special instructions this morning. I don't know. He's God. I'm not. And Jesus said this. He said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, he said, if any two agree as touching anything they ask on earth, I will give it to them of my Father, which is in heaven. And what the Lord said is we're going to come into agreement as a body here. And if you have a physical need,